This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. France on Tuesday became the latest country to advise citizens to leave war-torn Ethiopia as Tigrayan forces claim to be advancing closer to the capital. The French embassy in Addis Ababa said in an email sent to French citizens, quote, all French nationals are formally urged to leave the country without delay. Countries including the U.S. and Britain have issued similar advisories in recent weeks, while also withdrawing non-essential staff. Northern Ethiopia has been racked by conflict since November 2020, when Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed sent troops into the Tigray region to topple its ruling party, the Tigray People's Liberation Front. The 2019 Nobel Peace Prize winner promised a swift victory, but by late June, the TPLF had regrouped and retaken most of Tigray, including its regional capital, Mekele. The TPLF has since pushed into neighboring regions. Israel claimed on Tuesday Iran is 5 years away from developing a nuclear weapon and said international talks due to restart next week will do nothing to slow it down, adding it reserved the right to act to protect itself. The 2015 accord saw Iran agree to curbs on its nuclear program in return for the lifting of international sanctions, and indirect negotiations to revive the deal are due to resume in Vienna next Monday after a five-month pause. Israel has long opposed the nuclear deal, but Prime Minister Naftali Bennett's government, in power since June, had previously said it could be open to a new deal with tougher restrictions. Israel itself, widely believed to have nuclear weapons, has long argued the 2015 deal was too weak. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization said Tuesday Europe remains in what it calls the firm grip of COVID, and the death toll on the continent could top 2.2 million this winter if current trends continue. It says some 700,000 could die in the coming months as cases creep up across Europe, prompting some countries to reimpose tough restrictions. The WHO expects, quote, high or extreme stress in intensive care units or ICUs in 49 out of 53 countries between now and March 1st, 2022. Cumulative reported deaths are projected to reach over 2.2 million by spring next year, it added, up from the current 1.5 million. The organization claims COVID-19 is the leading cause of death across Europe and Central Asia. The rise in Europe is being driven by a combination of the highly contagious Delta variant, insufficient vaccination coverage, and the easing of measures such as mask wearing and physical distancing, according to the WHO. Human rights activists said they sent evidence to the International Criminal Court on Tuesday demanding an investigation into abuses of migrants in Libya they argue, quote, may amount to crimes against humanity. The confidential filing is the latest attempt to have ICC prosecutors investigate the treatment of migrants seeking to make dangerous trips across the Mediterranean Sea to Europe in smugglers' boats. In 2019, lawyers called for an ICC probe into the European Union's migrant policy, alleging that EU officials are knowingly responsible for migrant deaths on land and at sea, as well as culpable for rapes and torture of migrants committed by members of the Libyan Coast Guard, which is funded and trained at the expense of European taxpayers. The file sent to the ICC on Tuesday urges prosecutors to investigate, quote, armed groups, militias, and Libyan state actors for crimes including, quote, arbitrary detention, torture, murder, persecution, sexual violence, and enslavement, naming 19 potential suspects and militia chiefs. And winds brought down the pollution levels in India's capital, New Delhi, on Tuesday, marginally improving the air quality. However, the air of the Indian capital is still toxic, as pollution levels hover in the poor to very poor category in different parts of the city. The government on Monday ordered an extension of work from home and shutting of schools, and also extended the ban on entry of heavy vehicles like trucks to control pollution levels. However, construction work was resumed, citing loss of work to laborers. Find more on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.